Hi, my name is Christian Wamba and I'm a senior cloud advocate at Microsoft. In this video, I'm going to show you how to make changes to an already deployed application or an already deployed serverless function and then redeploy those changes. I think a fun change to make to this project is to head into the function file and change the date format from year, month, day to day, month, year. But before we do that, let's actually run the function and see what this format looks like. So open the command palette and open the debugger. Now head to the browser and let's see. You can see that the date basically shows the format in year, month, and day. Now let's see if we can change this to day, month, year. We'll head back to the Visual Studio Code and actually change this to DD, and then YYYY, and save, and head back to the browser and refresh. You should see that we have the date flipped. Instead of year, month, day, we now have day, month, year. Now let's see if we can deploy this, because from the previous video, our deployment is still showing year, month, day. So head back to Visual Studio Code, close the terminal, and run Command Shift. Open the palette with Command Shift P, and search for the same command that we used to deploy the first time, which is the deploy to function app, and hit Enter. Now you'll be asked to either choose to create a new function app in Azure or deploy an existing one. So in this case, we have an existing function we created previously. This is where we want to deploy the changes to. So if you hit enter, you'd be asked if you want to override the changes in this previous deployment. And yes, we want to do that. So if you click deploy, the deployment would start and you would need to give it a few minutes to finish up. Once the redeployment is complete, you should see a message showing you that that's the case. So just click on view output to see all of your deployed endpoints, and then click on one of the endpoints. Open it in the browser and you should see that compared to the previous one, that the date format has changed to date, month, year. And that is how you deploy your Azure functions to Azure. Now, if you want to learn more, or rather if you would rather take a guided learning path from like the basic level of serverless to all the advanced and exciting stuff, please check out the link in the description where I would add a link to a learn path that teaches you Azure function, from why you would need it in the first place to doing all the fun and advanced tricks using Azure functions. Thank you.